The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Hilchos Shabbos, we're in the middle of Siman Ayin Zayin, Sif Test Zayin. Kol Adam Yisrael, every person in Klal Yisrael, ben ish, whether man or a lady, chayavim lechol b'Shabbos shalosh sudos. They're obligated to eat on Shabbos three meals, achas b'laylo shtayim b'yom, one at night, and two during the day. And it's clear from the Pesukim that if for some reason you are not able to eat a meal at night, you're still obligated to eat three meals, and you should eat all three of those meals during the day. And even though this is not the discussion over here, also, if a person did not say Kiddush at night, he should say the entire text of the nighttime Kiddush by his first meal during the daytime. He should just omit the paragraph starting with Vayichulu, which is only recited on Friday night, but the rest of the full text of the Friday night Kiddush should be said by day if for some reason he did not say it at night. It continues the Kitzur, V'chayiv lecho b'chol suda pas. You're obligated to eat bread at each one of those three meals. V'afilu b'suda shlishis, even at the third meal, which we call shalashodis, yizorim right, a person should be extra careful lecho pas dafka, to eat specifically and only bread. You can eat other foods also, but make sure to eat bread as opposed to relying on the opinion that he's going to bring later that one can fulfill his obligation by eating other types of food. The Kitzur is telling us that the main authoritative opinion is that one is obligated to eat bread even at the third meal, and therefore one should make an extra effort to make sure to eat bread. Parenthetically, he says, since he is washing his hands and saying the blessing of Al Netilas Yadayim that one recites upon washing for bread, he has to eat bread the size of the volume of an egg, take a look earlier where we discussed this in Siman Mem. Clearly the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that in order to fulfill the obligation of the Suda of Shabbos, one should eat only a kezias, an olive's worth. However, since he's going to have to wash and eat bread, and any time somebody washes and says the blessing, he has to eat a kebeah, so therefore he ends up having to eat a kebeah, the value of kebeitza, the volume of an egg's worth of bread, only because of the fact that he washed. Mr. Brown, however, brings the opinion and says that one should be strict like this opinion if possible, that in order to fulfill the obligation of the Suda Shabbos, of the meal on Shabbos, one should eat a little bit more than the volume of an egg, a little bit more than a kebeitza, and because it's not considered a significant meal unless one has that amount of food. Continues the Kisser. Lachain, therefore, Yizahir call all them. Every person should be careful. Shemlein l'malah is kreisei v'sudah shachas, not to fill his stomach at the morning suda. Kedesh v'yuchal l'kayim mitzvah shalosh sudas, in order to be able to fulfill the obligation and the mitzvah of three sudas, because if he's overstuffed, he can't eat anymore, then he's not going to be able to fulfill his obligation of eating the third suda. V'yemi'ef shel l'klam l'echo paskim, it's impossible for him to eat regular bread. Let's say he's too full, or he doesn't have bread. Yoichal l'cho'a paskim, he should eat at the very minimum paskisnin, either what we call cake, a type of food that you say the blessing of mezainos, that if you eat enough of it, you would have to say hamaitzi. So it's not full-fledged bread, but it's similar to bread in that it's bread type of item, that if you would eat enough of it, if you would be kaveh suda, you would sit down to a full meal of this type of item, you would have to wash and say hamaitzi. Oh, yishayim maichos, and hey, minedagon, or at least any other food, which is made from one of the five grains, even if it's not made into a pasah b'kisnin, and you would never have to wash on it, such as noodles, or oatmeal, or something along those lines, as discussed elsewhere in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But still, since it's made from one of the five grains, that the blessing is, these food items are considered mazon, which is considered a food that satiates a person, similar to bread, so even though it's not as good, it's not optimal, it's not as optimal as it is to eat bread, but at least it's the next best. Then gam zaisi yashleiv, even that's impossible for him. Yechal al kopanim devarim shederach and lafis behemis hapas. He should at least eat types of food that are normally eaten together with bread. They're normally used to sort of quote-unquote flavor the bread, which means that it's a main meal item that's eaten together with the bread and the bread meal. Okay, going for example, basa, vidaga, meat and fish, okay, so them are similar types of things, a main meal type of item. And if this is also impossible, yaychal al kopanim, you should at the very minimum, peres mevushon, cooked fruit. The Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes this halacha, he just says fruit, he doesn't require it to be cooked. But certainly, it's clear from the kids that one should try to be extra careful and eat bread. And just as an aside, one sees from this kid, from the halacha over here, that on Erev Pesach, there happens to be Shabbos, so the Erev Pesach falls out in Shabbos. And there it's impossible to fulfill the obligation of of eating the third meal with bread, because the, according to most opinions, the time, the proper time for Shalashuddis is after, Chatzai's after midday, and one does not fulfill his obligation by eating Shalashuddis before midday. Therefore, and one can't eat chametz anymore after midday, even before that. One can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And therefore, it's not so easy to find the food to eat Shalashuddis with if a person is not careful about gebrach, so a person could eat a type of type of matzah which is cooked, such as knemlach, matzah balls, or something or the like, which is in the zonos, but if someone can't do that, then you see clearly that optimally you should eat meat or fish as opposed to just relying on fruit. You see that fruit is the bottom of the ladder when it comes to fulfilling the obligation of the mitzvah of Shalashuddis, whereas meat or fish or some main meal type of item would be more optimal. Continues the Kitzur Zman Sudashlishis, who Mishi Agiyas Ma Michal Gadol. The Zman of Sudashlishis is when the time for Michal Gadol comes, which is a half an hour, Shari's Manias, after Chatzais. That means a half an hour after midday, when you divide the day into 12 parts. And you, then each of those 12 parts is an hour, and then a half an hour, one of the half of that hour after midday is Michal Gadol. Although there are some who are more lenient, and they say that it's a half an hour, 30 minutes, half a clock hour after after Chatzais. The Hanami Sheshayis of Machzavel is from 6.5 hours and on. That's when it's the time for Shalashuddis, as we just mentioned before, and that's why Erev Pesach one has to be, try to be careful to make sure to eat Shalashuddis after that time with something that's permitted to be eaten on Erev Pesach. Sif Yodzai, in the Chayav of Tzaya, the Chol Suda, Al Beis Kikar Shleim, as a person is obligated, literally the word of Tzaya means to break the bread, it means to say the Bracha of Hamaitzi, at every one of the meals on two whole loaves of bread. V'eichai Shteyan B'yada, and he should hold the two, both of them in his hand, B'shas Bruchas Hamaitzi, at the time when he's saying the blessing of Hamaitzi, U'betzei Achazmen, he only has to cut one of them, even though he has to say the bracha, the blessing over both of them, he doesn't have to cut both of them. And the reason you're supposed to have two loaves is that a zecher l'man, it's a remembrance of the man, as we discussed in the previous session, that the man did not fall for the Jews in the wilderness in the Midbar on Shabbos. Rather, a double portion of man fell on Friday. And as a reminder of the specialness of the day of Shabbos, that a double portion of man fell on Friday, and one for Friday, and one for Shabbos, so we say the bracha of Hamaitzi, the blessing of Hamaitzi, on two loaves, two whole loaves, to remind us the double portion of the man. The noyagin, and they have a custom lishem esakin, to make a mark with the knife ala kikar on the loaf of bread. The makim shuraisa and lufsay, in the place we plan on cutting it afterwards. The time and the reason for this is because during the week, when a person sits down to a regular meal of bread, it's appropriate to cut a little bit around the bread before he says the blessing of Hamaitzi, as he mentioned earlier in Siman Mem Aleph. And the purpose is that there should be less of a delay between the blessing and in the eating. So if you start the cut before you say the blessing, and then right after you finish the blessing, you continue cutting, so there's less of a delay. However, with Shabbos, on Shabbos, you can't actually cut into the bread, because the requirement that the bread has to be completely whole at the time of the blessing, at the time of the bracha, because we need lechem mishnah, two whole loaves. And therefore, at the very least, Reishman, to make a mark, the place you plan on cutting, so you should know where you're going to cut after you finish the blessing, after you finish the bracha. You won't have to delay a long time and to look and examine which place you're going to cut. Rather, you'll see clearly where you're supposed to cut. And therefore, it's clear that a person shouldn't spend time looking at the loaf of bread to see where he made the mark beforehand. If that's going to cause a delay, so just forget it and cut wherever you want to cut. There's no extra mitzvah to cut in the place that you made the mark originally. It's just that you make the mark to enable you to cut quicker. If it's going to cause you a delay, you certainly should ignore the original mark and just start cutting right away. Additionally, if it should happen and you did cut into the challah, you did cut into the bread, the halacha is, it's still considered a shalom, it's still considered a whole, as long as when you pick up the smaller section, the rest of it doesn't break off. You didn't cut deeply enough that the two sections will break apart when you lift it up by the smaller section. And therefore, even though optimally one should not actually cut into the bread, just to be on the safe side, and that's how we only make a mark if one indeed did cut into the bread, it did cut into the challah, as long as they're still together enough that when you pick up the smaller half, the larger piece doesn't fall off, it's still considered shalom, it's still considered whole, and you could fulfill your obligation of lecha mishnah with it. The Yishlo Niyach Ekikar is when the person should put their loaves of bread, the challah, Shetehezushi who writes them with Tzaya Isa on the fun, that the one that he plans on cutting should be in front of him, closer to him. Kedeshalay Tzarech Lahavi Al Mitzvah, in order that you should not have to pass over a mitzvah. The rule is, whenever you have a mitzvah to do, and there are two objects you can perform the mitzvah with, you're not supposed to pass over the closer one. You're supposed to do it at the first opportunity. Over here, both of the challahs are equally available to do the mitzvah with them, and if you'll have the one you're planning on cutting further away from you, you're going to have to pass over the first challah, which is not appropriate. And the reason that this is an issue is the price can discuss is really only on Friday night, because on Friday night it's brought down that one should cut the bottom challah, and therefore you should make sure that it's closer to him so that he doesn't have the issue of being maver al mitzvah, of passing by a mitzvah. However, in the rest of Shabbos, both the Shabbos day meals as well as all the meals of Yom Tov, including Yom Tov night, one is supposed to cut the upper challah, and therefore generally not an issue. The one which is on top is closer to him, and you don't have to make an extra effort to make sure that it's closer to him. Continues the Kitzur. Even if a person eats many sudas, he eats four, five, six meals in Shabbos. And even though you pass the three meal requirements, still every meal that you have, if you eat bread, you have to have two whole loaves. The chenkish and the kaddish b'yom v'shachris, and so too, when you make kiddush during the day in the morning, kaidem asuda kavua, before your main meal, v'leichol paskis, and you eat cake. Yesh lo kachash tayim shlemes, which take two whole pieces of cake in order to fulfill the concept of lechem mishnah. Even though you're not washing, you're not eating bread, but because this is going to be considered your Shabbos suda, in order to fulfill the obligation of kiddush v'machim suda, so therefore you should take two pieces of cake. This concept is not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, and many people do not have the custom to be. Most people do not have the custom to be careful about this particular halacha that the Kitzur tells us. Sif Yud Ches. Emein lechol ha-mesubim b'shulchan lechem mishnah. If not all the people sitting at the table have their own lechem mishnah, they don't have their own two loaves of bread. It's only in front of one person. For example, the homeowner has lechem mishnah, and all the other people at the table do not. He should say the bracha and cut the challah in order to fulfill everybody's obligation. And they will all hear his bracha and answer amen and fulfill the obligation with his bracha. Again, the Birchas HaMaitzi, Yitzu, the Mashiach Birch HaMaitzi, and so too with the blessing of HaMaitzi, they should fulfill their obligation by hearing the blessing said by the one who's going to cut the challah. And the Kaidim, Shivarach HaMaitzi, before he actually says the bracha, the blessing of HaMaitzi, Yomer, he should say, Birshus, Meirav Rabbi Sai, with the permission of my masters and teachers, as a sign of humility that he's asking them permission to cut on their behalf, to say the blessing on their behalf. And even if he's the Baal HaBayis, he's the homeowner, and really doesn't require anybody's permission, still it's a sign of humility that one should say that before before saying the bracha HaMaitzi. And after he tastes from the piece that he cut, after saying the blessing of HaMaitzi, he gives to everybody else the piece, and they all eat. And the reason he says that you should eat first, the person makes saying the bracha should eat first, is because the halacha is that since they all require, they all need to rely on his bracha and on his bread, the halacha is nobody else is supposed to eat before the person who may said the blessing of HaMaitzi before he eats. And therefore, or to prevent problems, one should really eat himself before giving out the bread to everybody else. They shouldn't come to eat before the person who said the blessing eats. Now, there are those who disagree. There are those who disagree with this opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to come out like the opinion of the Mishnah of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that it's better that the person saying the blessing eat first, and only afterwards give that bread to everybody else, give that challah to everybody else. Sifya Tes. In like Kara HaParsha Bereshahs, the person didn't read the Parsha on Ereshahs, meaning he didn't fulfill his obligation of Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum to read the Torah portion of that week, the words in the Torah twice, and the words of the translation in Aramaic by Unkelus once, or alternatively to read Rashi once. He has not yet fulfilled that obligation. He should not eat his morning meal on Shabbos until he reads the parasha, until he has fulfilled his obligation of Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum. However, that's only optimally. If he didn't read it before eating, he should at least, at the very least, try to read it, try to finish it before Mincha, when they start the new Torah portion for the next week. But yeah, then ex post facto, if you're already done, it's too late, and if you're stuck and you didn't read it before Mincha, then add Seifiyam Shlishi, and then you have till the end of Tuesday, because the first 3 days of the week are still considered connected to the previous Shabbos. And therefore, you could still fulfill your obligation of reading Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum at the beginning of the week. And if one's really, really stuck, then one really has until Simchas Torah, until the last day of Sukkot, when we finish reading the one cycle of reading the Torah, and we start again, and one really could fulfill his obligation of reading Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum by reading it up until then. But yet, optimally, the Kitzur is teaching us that we should try to finish before the daytime meal, and if not then, at least by Mincha, and if not then, at the very least, by the end of Tuesday. Sifchaf. Also, in his Anais B'Shabbos, it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos with shame tainus for the sake of fasting. A feel is my costume for a short time. So if a person wants to say, I want to fast for an hour, even though he's going to eat breakfast at a regular time. He normally eats breakfast at 10 o'clock in the morning. But since he's fasting because he wants to fast for the sake of, should be called fast, and that is forbidden. A feel is from my times, even if he's not fasting for the sake of being called a fast day or a fast hour. Also, it's still forbidden to fast until midday. The Talmud teaches us that one who eats after midday, the food doesn't accomplish as much as it normally accomplishes as far as filling him up. And therefore, it's sort of considered like fasting. If one doesn't eat until midday, then it's as if he fasted, and therefore one should be careful to eat before chatzos. Many people, however, are not so careful about this. There are many shuls and synagogues, they don't finish praying until close to midday, especially during the winter months when chatzos could be before 12 o'clock. And the Magen Avraham writes that as long as one eats before, within 6 hours of when he gets up, that's also not considered fasting. That if you're stuck and you don't eat before Chatzais, before midday, one can rely on the opinion of the Magen Avraham, make sure to eat within 6 hours of when he woke up, and that too will be acceptable. Sifcha Falef. Also, it's Tayyar Chas V'Shalom, or is it Tzara Rachman and so on. It's forbidden to have pain, or rather to grieve over a pain. Heaven forbid, Chas V'Shalom shouldn't happen. Any misfortune, any difficulty or problem, Hashem should save us. Rather, you should ask for mercy from the Merciful One. You should daven to Hashem, but you should not grieve. It's a person should make an effort not to be sad or in pain, in emotional pain, if he can't help it, over Shabbos. Sifchav Beis. Mitzvah my harbis of Harris and McDonald's, Umine Rech. It's a mitzvah to have a lot of fruits, and McDonald's are delicacies or types of fragrances that one has to say a blessing before smelling. Kedei Mahashman Mea Brach is in order to complete the obligation of saying 100 blessings every day. That a person really is supposed to say 100 blessings every day. And on Shabbos, normally during the week, it's not such a big problem. After we finish 19 blessings and even 3 Shmoneh Esreis, as well as all the other blessings we say throughout the day, throughout the prayers, plus the blessings of his meals, etc., a person very easily makes it to 100 blessings. However, on Shabbos, when the Shmoneh Esreis are shorter, when the prayers are shorter, and there's only 7 blessings in each Shmoneh Esrei, even though there are 4 of them, there's an extra tefillah of Musaf, still, person is missing 15 or 20 brachas on every Shabbos, and therefore a person should try to make it up with extra foods in between meals. He should snack in order to make up the amount of blessings that he's missing, so you should say 100 blessings on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah teaches us that if a person, if he's stuck, can rely on listening carefully to the person who gets the people who get on leaders, who are called to the Torah, and they say 2 brachos before and 1 after, and you could listen to the person who is going to recite the Haftarah and hear his 5 blessings, and altogether that will end up with, you'll add up to enough blessings if you pay attention to all the words, right? And you have it in mind. Seems Mr. Brewer that's not optimal. Preferably one should say his own blessings and eat fruits or candies or snacks throughout Shabbos or small fragrances in order to complete those brachas, but if it's hard, one can fulfill his obligation b'di'eved by listening to the blessings of the person, the people who are getting on leaves or called to the Torah. Continue the Kitzer, O mitzvah ma'angrei v'chol davar shul eit ma'anik. It's a mitzvah to have pleasure on Shabbos, anything which is considered a pleasure for you. Shenemar, as it says in the verse in Yeshaya, the pasuk in Yeshaya, the karasal haShabbos, you should call Shabbos a delight. Anything which is a delight, so whatever it's the type of food, whatever it is that you enjoy, a person should do that on Shabbos. Chav Gimel, Sif Chav Gimel. Achas Suda Shachas, after the morning Suda, the morning meal, in Ragi and Lisha, a person is accustomed to taking a nap during the day. Usually you should sleep, because that also is part of the delight of Shabbos. It's you normally enjoy a nap, so you should enjoy it now on Shabbos also. But a person should not say explicitly, Ishan, I'm going to sleep now, because I have to do some work, or it's going on a trip alive at night, or even to say it because I want to stay up all night to learn, such as is common on Shavuos, or let's say on Pesach, the person will go to sleep on Erev Shavuos, the day before Shavuos, or before Pesach, if it's Shabbos, and say, I'm going to sleep now, so I'll be well rested, I'll be able to stay up for the Seder, for the all-night learning session on Shavuos. That's not appropriate, because it looks like you're preparing on Shabbos for after Shabbos. You could sleep and have it in mind if you want, but to utter it is not appropriate. And the Pesach can teach us that while it is the night to sleep, one should be careful not to sleep away your Shabbos. Shabbos is a great opportunity to utilize, to spend time studying, as we'll see in the next if, or to revel in the closeness with Hashem, and if a person sleeps away the whole Shabbos, he is missing out on an opportunity. Sifchav Dalet. Afterwards, after he wakes up from his nap, if he took one, Kaivim lo mitayra, there should be a fixed time for studying Torah. The Parsha Shabbos, and the portion of the Torah where it talks about the laws of Shabbos, the Torah says, Vayakel Moshe, and Moshe gathered the whole congregation of Israel. The Darshu Razal, the Rasir Zechariah Mabacha, and the rabbis expounded upon this verse, Lama Nemer, the Parsha Zu Vayakel. Why does it say specifically about this topic? Vayakel, and he gathered together the Jews. Voy Nemer came a Chotokul, doesn't say this word, this idea by all the other laws in the Torah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Raid, go down, Vaseinli Kihilas Kedos V'Shabbos, and make for me great gatherings on Shabbos, Kidei Sheyom Medu Adoyres Habayim Acharecha, so that the future generations should learn from you, V'Hakel Kihilas B'Chol Shabbos, to make gatherings, to gather together, and every Shabbos, Lom Meitayah Gurabim, to learn Torah, to study Torah publicly. Oydamu, the rabbis also teach us, the reason we were given these days off of Shabbos and Yom Tov was in order that we should be able to toil and be involved in the study of Torah. Many people are busy, preoccupied all the days of the week with their work, with their job. They don't have the free time to be involved in toil in the study of Torah with any degree of regularity, but the Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shehem Pnuim and Lachtim, that they are free from their work, Yechon Lassik, but Torah Kavai, they are able to be involved in the study of Torah as is proper. Lafika, therefore, because that's one of the important purposes of Shabbos, Bali Melacho, Bali Batim, the people who work the rest of the week, Shehem and Meiskim, but Torah Kavai, they are not involved exclusively in learning and studying Torah the rest of the week. Even though certainly it's proper that everybody should have a kviyas itim, a set time to learn Torah during the week, but they're not spending as much time as they would like to spend during the week. So, hey, mechuyavim yosei, they are more obligated, lastly, for Torah b'yom Shabbos Kodesh, to be involved in the study of Torah on the holy day of Shabbos, ishish kviyas agasav yecholto, each person, according to his understanding and his ability, he should try to spend time learning whatever it is that he's capable of. Certainly nowadays, with the proliferation of English Sfarim, anybody should be able to find something that he's capable of studying and to make use of his time wisely on Shabbos.